Well, someone didn't do the Eternum they said they were going to do for Halloween. Sorry, guys. Just, things happened. Duke and Burpee guide you through a labyrinth of diverse corridors within the ruins, culminating in a more spacious room on the uppermost floor. All right, this is the place. I'll let the rest of the pack know you're here. I wouldn't want anyone to kill you by accident. Appreciate it. Are there many of you here? We didn't see anything when we... Suddenly, dozens of werewolves materialize from every corner of the chamber, halting just before you with a curious gaze. Oh, okay. Wow. Who are these people, Duke? We found them on the road. What? You brought strangers into our lair, you idiot? How do we know they're not enemies? It's all right. Calm down. We have reasons to believe they're not hostile. They better be good reasons. They are. Look at the girl. She's so cute. Okay, yeah, she's cute. Oof, I got scared for a moment. Yeah, that was close. Oh my god, she's adorable. Okay, let me introduce you to everyone. The humans are Luna and Grimm, and they are, from left to right, Larry, Lupin, Biscuit, Bella, Pippin, Whisker, Happy, Flutter, Nimbus, Zigzag, Noodle, and Gizmo. Pleasure to meet you all. Yeah, yeah, nice to meet you. How the hell am I supposed to tell them apart? They all look exactly the same. Burpee, what's going on here? Honey, look what I found. This super cute human was lost on the road. Look at how tiny she is. No. Her eyes remind me of... Wait, what? I didn't even ask anything yet. We can't keep her. What? Why not? Because a human isn't a pet. They have a lot of needs. But I'll take good care of her. I'll hunt food for her and take her for walks every day. I said no, Burpee. Aww. I'm sorry, Luna. No worries, Burpee. We can be friends anyway. Looks like someone's wife has him on a tough, tight leash. I heard that, Larry! Ugh, what's that smell? Oh god, not Tissel again. Oh, come on, guys! I don't smell anymore! You're stinking up the place with your skunk stench, Tiss. Go back to the river and get washed again. But the water is so cold! He does have a point that water is freezing. Yeah, one of the drawbacks of having short fur. Well, our northern cousins have long fur everywhere, but they get roasted during summer. I don't know what's worse, but they look cooler, like actual wolves. We could pass as oversized Dobermans. I prefer to say we look like descendants of Anubis. Anubis? What the fuck is an Anubis? The Egyptian deity, hello? The what now? Yeah, stop making things up, Larry. I'm not making anything up, you bunch of illiterates. Ask the pretty girl. He's actually right. And I agree, you remind me of...
What are you all doing here? Stop slacking off and get back to your posts! Now!
The entire pack swiftly disengages, immediately following their leader's commands as they sprint out of the chamber. Despite bearing the same appearance as his kin, Fangren stands before you enveloped in an aura that renders him particularly daunting.
Duke? Burpee? You let hunters into our sanctuary?
What do you mean, hunters? You're hunters?
We're not. We just... Lies! You're dressed in their garb!
But we're not. It's all a ruse. We just came to these lands to investigate something, that's all.
Do you know how many of us have fallen to those murderers since the hunt began?
We're not a part of it, I swear.
I can hear your pulses and they don't indicate lies, so I'll let you live today. Leave and never come back.
Wait, I was hoping I could ask you a few questions before.
I have nothing to discuss with a human from outside our pack. We don't have to be enemies. You're not even worthy to be here.
Then let me prove you my worth.
You?
You're nothing but a frail human. I am not weak. Ha! Overconfidence can be a dangerous quality, young man. Do you really think you could best me in a duel? I could. Ha! Alright then, prove your mettle. Defeat me in combat and I'll address all of your questions. You and me, in my human form, even odds. A duel? I was thinking of fighting you in your wolf form. And your human one? Even easier. Ah, I like you, boy. Ah. Oh boy, that felt good. It's been a while since I reverted to my human form. I almost forgot how refreshing it used to feel. Well, is he really not gonna cover himself? It's good to finally be able to talk face to face. Can all of you shift into your human forms at will? You won't get any answers from me unless you defeat me in combat. Okay then, I'm ready whenever you are. We're actually in a rush, so let's get this done quickly. Excellent, disrobe and meet me in the main courtyard. We shall fight there. I'm sorry, do we have to fight naked? Me too? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm entirely comfortable with that. Why not? Clothes are nothing but an unnecessary hindrance in battle imposed on us by those who are blind to the natural beauty of the beast. The art of combat should always be practiced by warriors adorned as they came into this world, in contact and one with nature. Well, that is, if your woman is okay with it, of course. We can make adjustments if she's not comfortable with it, I've gotta respect that. Oh, thank God. Nah, it's perfectly fine, go on and strip. Luna, you're supposed to say no! Excellent then. Let us shed this wretched garb and commence battle. Guess I've no other option. Ending my eternum session with a gotchimoochi brawl. I definitely didn't see that one coming. Getting rid of your hunter robes. Okay, fuck it. Happy now? I'll explain the rules. No elemental spells are allowed. Got it. No weapons of any sort either. Just our bare hands. And how is the winner determined? Until the other surrenders or is knocked out. Understood. Betty! What? What's happening? You're looking at the human's penis! No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. I saw it. I was looking at his butt. So you admit it. Mere curiosity for human anatomy. Stop making me waste my time with your human penises and butts, Burpee. Was Luna looking too? I kind of expected her to turn around. Can you let me go back to my post? Calm down, guys. Yes, you can go back to your post, Betty. Duke and Burpee will handle this. Well, it seems like this might cause unnecessary distraction, so it may just be better if we wear a simple loincloth during the combat exercise. Oh, thank goodness. Yes, please. Follow me to the courtyard. I wouldn't want to make you waste more time. After you. You wear the rags provided by Fengren and go with him to the courtyard, followed by Luna, Burpee, and Duke. So, are you ready? Absolutely. Your overconfidence is admirable. I wonder how long it lasts. Have you never lost a battle? I have, and that only made me stronger. That's the spirit of a true champion. Alright, boy, let's fight. You don't have to do this, Grimm. We can go back to Hollowbrook and figure out what to do with Penny. Don't worry, Luna. I got this. This man is no ordinary NPC. None of them are. They each have their own motives, they never repeat themselves, and they're willing to fight back if they have to. All of them broke free from Ulysses' control somehow, and I need to find out how. But he's strong. I must be careful. Okay. Ready whenever you are. Wow, you hardly look human anymore. Just a little power boost. Is that okay? Absolutely, as long as you only use your fists. Of course. He's way bigger than me. This would be a good moment to remember Dahlia's advice for close combat against larger opponents. Now, what was it? Okay. That's 200 push-ups. The day before. Nice job, Grim. Each time you do better than the last. Soon you'll be carrying us all to the throne of Eternum. Recovering your breath. Ah, so that's your plan, eh? You're basically just using me? It's mutually beneficial. You bring the muscle, and we bring the brains, and some more muscle. Fair enough. Alright, listen up. You need to learn how to face opponents bigger than you. This is crucial. Thanatos is like 2 feet taller than you, so your usual approach won't cut it. Okay, but can I sit down while you explain the theory? Fine. Sit and catch your breath, but pay attention. Oof, thank goodness. Okay, imagine this pile of straw is Thanatos. Basically, you're up against an opponent as quick as you, but larger and taller. So you must outsmart him with technique. You can't just charge in like a wild bull. Aha! So, try this move. You fake a kick to his right side like this, and when he tries to protect himself from it, BAM! You quickly shift your weight and kick his left ear with your other foot. With his left ear discombobulated, he won't be able to react for a few seconds. Jesus Lord Almighty, these shorts can't be legal. I mean, have you seen that? The perfect shape. Not a hint of imperfection. Not a trace of cellulite. And boy, was it soft that one time. She really... Are you paying attention? Yes! What did I just say? You discombobulate the left ear. And then... You discombobulate the right leg? I'm planning to make discombobulation my signature move. Well, I had a surprise for you at the end of this training, but since you don't seem to care, I won't bother. Ah, no! Please! I love surprises! You missed your chance. Come on, Dahlia. What is it? I won't tell you. Give me another shot. Okay. Do 300 push-ups in a row, and I might consider giving you a second chance. 300 push-ups in a row? Today? You have 1 week to pull it off. 1 week, huh? If you promise I'll still get the surprise afterwards, I'll do those 300 push-ups. I'll train harder than ever. We'll see about that. Just try to stay focused for once. You're perfectly aware of what you're doing, aren't you? Who, me? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to get the best out of you. Can't have you getting distracted during a big fight. Of course. God damn it, Dahlia needs to stop wearing those shorts to our training sessions. I get distracted way too easily. Before we start, though, I have a question for you. How confident are you in your victory? I'm highly confident. Why? Confident enough to raise the stakes? Raising it how? Elevating it to a fight to the death. I'm sorry? If you win, I'll embrace death and my entire pack will be at your service forever. You will assume my mantle as their leader, forging them into your personal army. Yet if I win, you and your companion must also embrace the end. Are you talking about Luna? She has nothing to do with this. This is the essence of being part of a pack, young man. You are one. When one falls, all fall with them. If you can't understand this, then we have nothing to discuss. The door is open for you to leave. Now make your choice. That's a really hard choice. Keep Luna out of it and you've got a deal. If I lose, only I have to die. That's not an option. You're a pack. You are one. Then I guess we're done here. Let's leave this place, Luna. Ha! Just like that? Weren't you so sure of your victory? And I am. But you seem confident, too. You might have an ace up your sleeve or play dirty. I don't know. I won't jeopardize the lives of the ones I love under any circumstances. Very well. Your choice has been made. Aw, did you hear that, Luna? That was so cute. Your boyfriend really loves you, huh? I mean, he's not my boyfriend. So, you're already married? So young? It's not what I mean. We're not... You dumbass, can't you see they're not dating yet? What do you mean, really? Of course not. It's obvious they like each other, but they're not there yet. Ah, you just have to see the way they look at each other for a second, burp. Oh, forgive me for not being a human sociologist, Duke. That's why you can't appreciate the little delicate things. Not this again. I swear I'll eat all those flowers of yours. Don't you dare! What are they mumbling about? Congrats, Grim, you passed the test. What the... the hell? I only looked away for a second. How did he move so fast? I didn't even sense his presence until he touched my shoulder. And what do you mean I passed the test? You were willing to face me, that was the first step. Yet you refused to fight if it meant risking the loss of one of your own. The pack and the individual are one. The well-being of our people must always be our ultimate priority. Always. Huh. Very sneaky. Welcome to the pack, Grim. Thank you. I'm honored. To be honest, he never gave me a bad feeling. I'm relieved to see he's a good man and I don't actually have to fight him. We've all wasted enough of your time, so you're free to go now. Although you mentioned you had questions earlier, so feel free to ask before you leave. I appreciate it. I should get straight to the point. Penny must already be waiting for us. Okay. What's your current relationship with the town of Hollowbrook? If you've been there recently, you'll probably notice that it's become strained. Their hunters began targeting us without any provocation when we sought medicine from them. We've been doing our best to steer clear of them, but they encroach on our hideout. We'll defend ourselves. We're planning to relocate again in a few days, so hopefully it won't come to that. Understandable. I wonder what triggered this sudden shift in behavior among the NPCs. Did the hunters go rogue first? Or perhaps it was the werewolves. They're clearly not following any prescribed path anymore. You mentioned we're considered members of the pack now. Does that mean we can become werewolves? Becoming a werewolf is a grueling, painful process, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. You see, we were originally created as weapons for combat a long time ago. We were treated like animals for so long that most of us have forgotten how to shift back into our human forms. I'm one of the few remaining who can switch at all. The rest of the pack, including Burpee and Duke, are bound to their wolf forms until I can find a way to reverse the curse. Damn, that's not quite the fantastical picture I had in my mind. I truly hope you can find a cure one day. What memories do you have of your past, before arriving here? We all come from the northern regions of Ekabar. I've spent the last few years traveling across the continent in hopes of finding a cure. And what about Egypt? One of your brothers mentioned it earlier. He even spoke of one of their gods. Egypt? I'm afraid I've never come across that name, I think. Do you know what Aeternum is, or Ulysses, or things like Europe, Asia, or America? No, those terms don't ring a bell. Despite covering thousands of kilometers in our travels, Ekabar is all we've known. We have no idea of what lies behind the great seas. I'm sorry. No worries. One of the werewolves mentioned Egypt and Anubis. I heard it. Could their actual memories from the real world be merging with the fabricated ones they acquired when they became NPCs? Perhaps that's the trigger that can free them from Ulysses' control. I'll have to note that for later. Well, I'd love to stay and continue asking you questions, but we really must be on our way now. I hope we can continue our conversation sometime. Very well. It was a pleasure meeting you, Grim and Luna. I also hope we have the chance to meet again in the future. Oh, before we leave... you should know that we've passed through Hollowbrook on our way here, and I can tell you the hunters have lost all reason. They believe you're all malevolent creatures that must be eradicated. If you wish to help your brothers, you'd be better off far from that town of lunatics. Thanks for the advice, we'll steer clear of it. It's not something we aren't used to by now. I understand that our appearance can be intimidating and instill fear. Thanks again for your help, Grim. No problem, and best of luck. Bye, guys! Take care, it was so nice to meet you. Bye, Luna. Please promise us you'll visit. And take care out there. I'll prepare a flower bouquet for whenever you're back. I'll be looking forward to it. I'll miss those guys. A few minutes later. Damn, that took way too long. Penny is going to think we're pushing up daisies. And what's worse, it was all a huge waste of time. It's obvious that those are not normal NPCs and they behave like real people. But we didn't learn anything about why or how they broke free of their rails. I don't think it was a waste of time. We made new allies. I'm sure Fangra and Duke and Burpee would have our backs in the future if we ever needed them. Perhaps you're right. And even if not, we made new friends at least. I guess. I love how you always find the silver lining in every situation. Now let's meet up with Penny. I'm curious to hear if she's actually found the vampires and if they were as nice as the werewolves. Yep, let's go. Hollowbook should be right behind the next. You abruptly turn around, sensing a presence lurking in the shadows. Grim? What's wrong? We're being followed. What? Since when? I'm not sure, but I can feel it. You go on ahead and wait for me at Hollowbrook. Penny must be beside herself with worry by now. What? And leave you here? Don't worry. I'll handle it. Actually, just wait for me next to the exit portal. I'll join you as soon as I can. It's probably just a lost villager or some other NPC. Are you sure? Absolutely. Well, okay then. But if you're not at the exit portal by the time we get there, we're coming to find you. I'll be there. Okay. Be careful. Luna continues walking down the path until she disappears over the hill. You stand in the middle of the pathway in complete silence, waiting for what feels like an eternity. So, are you gonna come out or what? Look, I don't have all day. If you want something from me, speak up now. If not, I'll be on my way. I definitely sense a presence around. But at the same time, I don't sense any bad intentions. They're not a threat. They mean no harm. I just know it. Every day that passes, I feel more connected to Eternum. Even when I'm not actively using my powers, it's like I can feel the world around me. I wouldn't be able to explain it with words to anyone, even if I tried with all my might. Very well, I'll head out then. But I'm warning you, stop following me or you'll face the consequences. Got it? Bah, I'm wasting my time. They're probably just a lost NPC. Let's meet up with the girls in town and call it a day. You follow Luna's path and head towards Hollowbrook, feeling the presence fade the further you move away from the woods. Meanwhile... looks like there's nobody around yet. I truly hope Grim and Luna are okay. Perhaps the werewolves weren't as welcomingly eccentric as the vampires. Thomas, grab your sword, quickly! Why? I found it. I know where the centaurs are hiding, in the forest. So what? What do you mean, so what? Arm yourself and let's go. They must be eradicated. But, I mean, what have the centaurs ever done to us? Have you forgotten the teachings of Father Bakar? Magic is a malevolent force, a temptation from the devil in this world. We are but instruments of God, and as such we must cleanse the world from the Dark Lord's influence. I remember them. Then shut up, and let's go. All right? As I imagine, none of the creatures that live in the woods have harmed the villagers. They've taken up this crusade against magic solely because of his father, Bakar. I need to find Grim and Luna as soon as possible and warn them. I don't see Penny anywhere. I hope she's all right. Perhaps I should just head to the exit portal. The sun is about to rise. The sound of a girl sobbing emanates from a nearby building. A girl? Crying? Luna steps into the weathered building, following the sound of weeping. It looks like an old inn. Luna cautiously approaches the source of the sound, only to find a small girl huddled in front of a flickering candle. I'll never stay out late again, I promise. Hello? Are you okay? Why are you crying? Who are you? My name is Luna, and you? Sibylla. Are you also a hunter? Not exactly. I'm just visiting, but I'm a friend. Why are you here all by yourself? Our dog Rub ran off right before sunset, so I went out to search for him. But... I got lost and ended up here and couldn't make it back home before dark. We can't go out at night due to the monsters in the streets, so I have to wait until dawn. I see. Well, then we'll wait together. Wait, together? It won't work. They'll find us. That's what my mom said. You know, this almost feels like deja vu. What? What's a deja vu? It's like when you feel you've already experienced something before. I once met a little girl named Annie, and, just like you, I was also scared and all alone in a big dark house because she lost her mom. And you know what happened? What? She found her. They were reunited again and everyone was safe. Really? Absolutely. Oh. But that won't happen to me. The monsters will eat me, and I'll be gone forever, just like when Daddy left the town. Excuse me, let's try that one again. And I'll be gone forever, just like Daddy when he left the town. In Cribus Severum. Hello, Sybil. Right here on the table. How do you know my name? Who are you? My name is Zippy. Very nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. But what are you? I'm a magic fox, of course. I live in the forest. The forest with the monsters? Oh, there are no monsters. We all like to play there. Really? Actually, Rub told me you were here all by yourself, and he asked me if I could come and hang out with you until the sun comes up. Isn't that cool? You know Rub? I do. We're great friends. He's always telling us how great his human owner is. Really? All day. Do you want to play a game? It's one Rub taught us. Sure. Walking towards the edge of the table. Very well, then let me go to... Ugh. What a clumpy dumpy. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. No worries. I'm just a little dizzy. Have you always had four legs? I only have two. Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I see them. Everything is starting to stop spinning now. As good as new. Two legs and three arms, right? No, I only have... Sybilla? Huh? Mom! Sib, get away from her and come here. She's my friend. Her name is Luna and... Sybilla! I said, get away from her, now! I'm sorry, ma'am. We were only... Shut up, you monster. Monster? I saw the vermin you created, witch. I didn't mean to frighten anyone, miss. I can assure you he's completely harmless. I said shut up. You won't beguile me with your wicked tongue, you bloody harlot. What were you planning to do to my daughter, huh? Were you going to eat her? Use her in one of your dark rituals? Of course not. Father Bakar was right. You need to be purged from this world. All of you. I'm not a witch. Please, those eyes speak for themselves. You can call it whatever you want. You're a monstrosity. You're a monster, Luna. An abomination. Let's get out of here, Sybil. But... Sybil's mother forcefully pulls her daughter out of the building. Hunters! There's a witch right here inside the inn. What? Kill her! Burn the building down! Call the others! A few minutes later. Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna end for right now. We'll see you back here with more Eternum. I'm going to bed. I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.